Grace to you and peace from God the Father who's created us, from our Lord Jesus Christ who has redeemed us, and from that Holy Spirit who continues to call, gather, enlighten, and use us to spread that message. What thing can I give you? What do you want most? If that question came to you today, how would you answer? Solomon answered with these words, Shemach Lev. How do we translate it in English? We may say a wise and listening heart, as the English text there did. Another one says a hearing heart. Lev, what is it? It's that innermost core of our beingness. It's that seat of our intellect, of our will, of our emotions. And what about a Shemach one of those? That's what Solomon asked for. He said, a sensitive inner core to my will, to my emotions, to my intellect. A receptive one, an open one, an integrative one, one that can wisely put it together. But sensitive toward what? Sensitive toward God and toward His Word, sensitive to the Spirit of God and His work, and above all also sensitiveness to these people, dear Lord, that You've given to me. Part of the text that we want to look more closely at this morning are these words. Lord my God, although I'm inexperienced, you've made me king. Give me that Shemach Lev. It's interesting to me that just 3 weeks ago we sat here, and those of you who are going out on vicarage received your assignments. The next evening it was the call service for another group of us that are going into the public ministry. And for the rest of us, we're saying to ourselves, I'm ready for my second year at the seminary, or for additional graduate work, or for teaching another year here at the seminary. Moments like that are times of joy. They're times of uncertainty. They're times of fear. Maybe as you walked past this very place, it was a time of pride. And each of us could also pray, Lord my God, although I'm inexperienced, you've made me a vicar. You've given me the call into the public ministry. You've moved me along to the next year at the seminary. You've allowed me to teach here for another year. Give me, Lord, that kind of an inner beingness, that core of myself, that's sensitive and open to your people, to your word, dear Lord, and to the Holy Spirit as it works that word for salvation and for life. Solomon was in that kind of a situation. He'd been king for a while already. He was at Gibeon. It says he made 1,000 sacrifices there. And then God appears to him and asks him what he wants. His response could have been one of pride. God's talking to me. Hadn't happened for a long time, you know. Or one of humility. There are several points we'd like to look at during these few minutes. Those first words show us that Solomon was recognizing a continuity in this work. He starts by saying, you've shown a great love for my father David. And we too, who are becoming vicars, pastors, can say, God, you've had a lot of them there before us. You've shown mercy and grace to them for literally thousands of years already. Solomon didn't see himself as a lone ranger, as the first of a kind. And neither should we. We're a continuity in this work of being message bearers, of being proclaimers, of being preachers, of being teachers. As we look back to those before us, we see all the grace that God has given. We see the present grace that we've received, and we can be confident that there will be also future grace for that work. Secondly, there's a recognition of place. Solomon says, you know, I'm just a little child. I don't even know how to go out and to come in. Interesting that he used those words for himself. Children make mistakes. They don't even know how to begin. They are inexperienced. And yet, the Bible tells us we need to have faith like a little child. When it comes to this business of listening, of learning, of being sensitive and open, it's said that children up to the age of 5, they hear 100% of what's around them. In the first grade, it's already dropped down to 70%. By the second grade, they're taking in only 50%, and from the third grade on into adult life, it's approximately 20%. Solomon understood something, didn't he? A little child. We need to be those kind of little children, those that are really sensitive, that are open for all that God has to say to us. We too will make mistakes. We too will need to be forgiven. We too will need help. We too need to come at it with an attitude of humility. Not proud of our own preparation, our pedigree, our background, but ready to listen and to learn. Then there's the other point that Solomon makes. He said, Lord, you know, you've made me king. Not my father David, not the people of Israel, not myself, but you, Lord, have made me king. And so we too say, it's not the seminary, it's not the LCMS, it's not ourselves, but it's you, Lord God, who have made me vicar, who have made me pastor, who have made me a second-year student, who have made me a professor. Not proud of our own power and strength, but he has put us in that place. Then there was that deep recognition of need. Solomon says, Lord, if I can have one, just one thing, please. Eshemach, leif. An inner core of my own beingness that is sensitive, that is open to you, that is open to the Spirit of God, that is open to your people, an integration of these things in wisdom. It's all about attitude, isn't it? Solomon's prayer was not one of pride. It was one of humility. It was a readiness to listen. It was a readiness to learn. It was readiness to do. We've already said what the words mean, but he puts it then into the prayer. He's humble before God. He's ready to learn. He's ready to understand where his people are and where their needs are. We too need to fall on our face before God in humility and ask for this same kind of a hearing heart, this same kind of an open inner personhood, so that we'll receive from God compassion and love for our families, for the people of God that have been given to us. That we'll receive from God teachings for our own lives and work straight out of his own word every day. And finally also that we'll receive guidance and help. And I suppose here's where Solomon really was in his prayer. Guidance and help from the Spirit of God in doing his work. For us in parenting, in pastoral care, in husbanding, in counseling, in preaching, in decision making, in daily living. And then finally also in receiving the forgiveness when we fail. Knowing that that's going to happen daily. And that the Word of God and Spirit of God tell us that it is there. That we will be forgiven. We hear it in that same, self-same Word of God. With that kind of a prayer on our lips, we stand also to pray. Dear God and Father, with Solomon we stand this day, and we realize that it is you who have placed us into the position of being a vicar, a pastor, a second-year student, a professor. Lord, we realize that we stand in continuity. You've been doing this for a long time with a lot of people. Help us to know our place, and that is that we are little children, that we need your help daily. We need your forgiveness. We need that shemach lev, that interpersonal core of our being transformed by you so that it is sensitive, receptive, open, integrative, wise, open toward you, dear God, and open toward the people, and open toward your spirit as your spirit puts it together. Give us that, dear Lord, as we move forward into these new chapters in life. We pray it in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.